The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. Three texts which shed light on the gospel just read. From St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 4, verse 4, but Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." And from St. Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 and 11, Jesus said, "Pray then like this, Our Father who art in heaven, give us this day our daily bread." And from St. John chapter 6, verses 48 through 51, Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that a man may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread which I shall give for the life of the world is my flesh." Because of the gospel, which from ancient times has been read on this fourth Sunday in Lent, this fourth Sunday in Lent has often been called Bread Sunday. Bread Sunday. The words you just heard from the Gospel according to St. John are taken from the sermon that Jesus preached following the miracle of the loaves and the fishes, a sermon in which he unfolds the meaning of that miracle. The words, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God," are words first spoken by Moses and then quoted by Jesus in response to Satan's suggestion that he turn stones into bread. And then there are those very familiar words of the Lord's Prayer, "Give us this day our daily bread." My sermon today is about bread. First, about the natural bread that sustains life in this world. And then about the heavenly bread which gives and sustains the life that knows no end. So first, the natural bread that sustains life in this world. Jesus said to Satan, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Man shall not live by bread alone. But man does need bread. And that's why our Lord taught us to pray, "Our Father, give us this day our daily bread." To be sure, Jesus says, "Do not be anxious about your life, what you shall eat." But he does command us to pray for food, in that way turning our cares over to our Heavenly Father. He says to pray, "Our Father," and to pray, "Give us today our daily bread. Our daily bread. And therefore, when I pray the Lord's Prayer, I can't just think of myself and of my need. For when we pray for our daily bread, we are also praying for bread for others. And those who have abundance must share. That great preacher, that great witness to Christ, St. John Chrysostom, was unsparing in his criticism of the wealthy Christians in the city of Constantinople, where he was the bishop, the city of the Byzantine emperor and his court. St. Chrysostom said this: every bite of bread is in one way or another a bite of bread that belongs to everyone. Every bite of bread is in one way or another a bite of bread that belongs to everyone. It is a damnable sin to deprive any human being of daily bread, of the food which sustains life. And so I ask you, can we as Christians be indifferent when human beings are facing starvation as they are facing starvation today in Gaza? This is a great evil and contradicts the prayer our Savior taught us. Give us this day our daily bread. But man shall not live by bread alone. And so now we need to think about the heavenly bread that gives and sustains the life that knows no end. Now, this may sound very strange to you. The prayer our Savior taught us also points to this heavenly bread. How does it do that? Well, to answer that question, first let me say this. In seminary, we were taught never to use anything in preaching but the language our hearers know. But occasionally, a preacher has to break that rule. And today is one such occasion, because we can only answer this question by mentioning a remarkable word that in our Bibles is translated with the word daily. Give us this day our daily bread, our daily bread. But when we look at the original Greek of the gospel, the word we find there is a unique word, the word epiousion. Sounds funny, doesn't it? Epiousion. And many Bibles include a footnote that this word translated daily also means this: the bread for tomorrow. The bread for tomorrow. Epiousion. And what that means is that the bread for which we pray in the Lord's Prayer is not only the bread that sustains our lives in this world, but also that bread that gives life for tomorrow, for the tomorrow that is everlasting, the bread that nourishes us in eternal life. And if you ask, what is that bread? The answer is this. The Lord Jesus tells us that he himself is that bread. When following the miracles of the loaves and fish, he says in his sermon in the synagogue at Capernaum, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he shall live forever, and the bread that I shall give for the life of the world is my flesh. Jesus himself is that bread of eternal life, and we spiritually eat that bread when we place our trust in him. As Jesus says, he who believes in me has eternal life. But there is even more to it than that. In these words in the synagogue at Capernaum, the Savior is pointing forward to the sacrament he would institute on the night before he suffered. For there he took simple bread and made it his life-giving body. And this too is our daily bread, the bread for tomorrow, for the tomorrow that knows no end, because it is the bread that is Jesus, who by his death gives us life eternal. And that's why the ancient church fathers and our Lutheran fathers after them have called the Holy Sacrament the medicine of immortality. The medicine of immortality, or if you will, the drug of deathlessness. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. In the truest, deepest, and most real sense, Jesus is the word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, the eternal word of the Father. The Lord Jesus is himself the word that eternally proceeds out of the mouth of God, the Word made flesh, the living bread that came down from heaven and gives life to the world. This wonderful truth is beautifully expressed in one of St. Thomas Aquinas's hymns about the Holy Sacrament. Of Christ, St. Thomas sings, the Word of God proceeding forth, yet leaving not his Father's side, and going to his work on earth, had reached at length life's eventide, by false disciples to be given to foemen for his blood of thirst. Himself, the living bread from heaven, he gave to his disciples first. Himself, the living bread from heaven, he gave to his disciples first. In birth, our fellow man to be, our food while sitting at the board, he died our ransomer to be, he reigns to be our great reward. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.